I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How did you get the nickname Favre in high school?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Red Biggs. Biggs time. Biggs. With Molly and Haw. Biggs time. The Biggs Report. With Brad Biggs. Biggs time. Biggsy. His name is Brad Biggs. Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Let's get out to the Aurelio's Pizza Hotline. It's the sauce, and welcome in Brad Biggs, the football man from the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to this station and a valued friend. Biggs Day!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, we heard Mitch there denying the Favre denier, as we like to call him, denying that. Or not celebrating that his old nickname was Favre. Apparently, he threw 7 picks in a playoff game. At any rate, Brad, take us to Green Bay. You were just in Green Bay. You were just in the home of Favre. You drove down Favre Boulevard, or whatever the hell they call it, and visited the facility and talked to all the essentials. How are they viewing this game? What the tables have turned, as you write about this morning.
I think there's a level of confidence in the locker room because they've had so much success against the Bears, but they realize that this is a different Bears team than they're used to beating up on in the past, a different Bears team than they played in the Week 1 season opener, and there's an uneasiness there because they don't know who the next coach is going to be. McCarthy was fired. Joe Philbin promoted as the interim head coach, and they finally responded with a victory over the Falcons this past Sunday, 34-20. But who isn't beating the Falcons these days? So that doesn't tell us a whole lot. They're 0-6 on the road this season. The 49ers are the only other team that haven't had at least one road victory this season, and they've been really legitimately beat up by injuries to some key players. So they're an underdog. They're an underdog for a good reason, and it'll probably take an outstanding Aaron Rodgers effort for the Packers to pull off what would be an upset.
Good stuff this morning, Brad. You know, I was stunned to look at the statistic with the last 45 games that Aaron Rodgers played for Mike McCarthy. They were 500, 22-22-1, which I think speaks to a lot of why there are changes there. I also found it interesting that talking to Rodgers, he didn't necessarily – he explained the comment that got Akeem Hicks a little bit worked up about having success or planning to win in Chicago. He didn't necessarily walk it back, but he expounded on it. Satisfy, you think, the Bears fans in terms of hearing him explain himself?
No, I don't think the Bears fans really want to hear him explain anything. That they'll twist probably anything that comes out of his mouth, and for good reason. The Packers have won 8 in a row at Soldier Field. I mean, they've made it Lambeau South, if you will. But that can change, and that very well may change this Sunday. It's just been the most amazing thing where they go from Favre to Rodgers, and it's 27 years now, and when you've got either number 4 or number 12 at quarterback, you've got a heck of a chance to win, and they've had just great success in the division. So where it's really going to be fascinating is what's the next step for the Packers? What does what does Mark Murphy look for in his next head coach to replace Mike McCarthy? They've kind of got a little triangle of power there with Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, and they need to get a head coach. Can they actually reload this thing with a 35-year-old Aaron Rodgers. If they can, the Packers will be back in the picture as a competitive team in 2019. If they can't, you wonder what direction that thing's going to head.
What is it? Is, in your opinion, is Vic Fangio a legitimate candidate for that job, as has been suggested and I believe written about Milwaukee?
I think Fangio will be on the list for sure. Absolutely. I mean, it would make a heck of a lot of sense to have Vic Fangio on the list. Why not talk to him? He works for a division foe. You know, see what he has to say. Listen to his description of what's right and what's wrong with your team and what he would do. How many other coaches working in the league right now are going to know the Packers as well as Vic Fangio, because he's played against them the two times a year for four straight years. So I'd be a little bit surprised if Vic wasn't on their list. That seems to make a heck of a lot of sense to me. Favorite for the job, front runner, I don't have any idea who's going to emerge in that small group of candidates, but he'd have to be on the list, in my opinion.
Brad, Aaron Rodgers has that sixth sense. He knows who's on the field and who's leaving with an injury and who's not there that is usually there, and Bryce Callahan won't be there on Sunday. Sherrick McManus will. You know, that's maybe expanding and making the target on his back a little bit bigger. Is he the only option there? Is Kevin Tolliver, does he work into the mix at all? Do you think he'll have an expanded role? What do you expect them to do with that fifth and maybe sixth defensive back role?
Well, that's a position that requires experience. You don't see very often a really young player play that position well. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it requires some savvy and some real knowledge and understanding of the defense inside and out, and really what the offense is trying to do to you as a slot cornerback. So considering that, I don't think Tolliver has that, you know, lateral quickness necessarily that you're looking for. You know, he's more of a bigger guy that can play press for you on the outside. My guess is he would not be getting any action at that slot cornerback spot. However, they could mix some things up and play Tolliver on the outside and then potentially look at someone else inside. Or, you know, one of the other things that I don't know if it's been talked about a whole lot is, you know, they could reduce a little bit the amount of time spent in the nickel personnel. You know, it's been extremely high this season. It's certainly a possibility that they could just play base defense a little bit more often. Obviously, there are going to be certain situations when the offensive personnel dictates you have to be in nickel, but they could shy away from that a little bit is one of the ways to kind of make up for Callahan not being available.
What is the perception of Mitchell Trubisky when you talk to the beat guys up there, when you talk to all the guys covering the team? And
yeah, I talked to a couple of players, you know, and they think he's pretty darn good when he can throw to his first read. Hmm. You know, when it's kind of not necessarily predetermined, but when he can make that quick first read and get rid of the ball, they think he's pretty good. They have a high regard for his ability to pull it down and run. They understand that makes him very dangerous. They think, though, that if you can cover up that first read and make him go elsewhere, that's when bad things can happen for Trubisky. So, you know, they kind of describe him as a guy that's still young, still inexperienced, and, you know, hasn't seen everything that defenses can throw at him, or hasn't seen it enough times to be able to diagnose it quickly enough. So, Yeah, that's a good question because he, you know, in these primetime games that he's had, and obviously this game will kick off at noon, but in those primetime games against the Vikings and the Rams, you know, he wasn't super sharp.
This segment with Brad Biggs brought to you by UV Vodka. Mix the moment. Brad, overall, I mean, you talked to Rodgers. You've been there a lot when things have gone well for the Packers, when they're rolling and Mike McCarthy's there and they're very familiar. How unfamiliar was it yesterday? How would you describe his demeanor and overall mood?
Well, I think disappointment on where this season is probably the overriding factor. He says, you know, he admits that his knee is still bothering him a little bit, although he doesn't use the brace anymore from that week one injury. And you know, I think it's fair to say that there was definitely some friction between him and McCarthy, so he may be eager to, you know, see what the future holds there. Obviously, he signed a huge contract extension there at the very end of August, so he's going to be there for a while. If he felt that, 13 seasons with McCarthy and things have kind of run the course, then he's probably really anxious to move on to the next guy. But yeah, they're disappointed. They've had some injuries. They feel like this past draft for Gutekunst, the first year GM, was really effective. And then, you know, Gutekunst proved that there's a new way of doing business up in Green Bay, and that means they're going to be open to all the different avenues of player procurement. They obviously signed Kyle Fuller to the offer sheet that had huge numbers on it, and the Bears didn't even blink, and they matched that. They had a strong offer on the table for Khalil Mack with the Oakland Raiders.
And how'd that go?
Well, one of the reasons the Raiders didn't want to make the deal with Green Bay is they felt that the Packers would have a pretty darn good record, and therefore the return that they would get from Green Bay in draft pick value wouldn't be as great. So it's not like the old days where Ted Thompson was almost exclusively draft and develop. They've opened their minds to other ways of building the roster there.
All righty, Biggsy. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs. We will get his pick tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.